start spreading the news.
Attention. I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
This is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Thank you. Los Angeles.
Well, welcome to the Oscars.
Chicago.
Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of three for 12.
You're Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Washington, D.C.
Oh, score.
Philadelphia. Boston.
The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
What do these cities have that Atlanta doesn't? A 24-hour-a-day all-news station. But now, Atlanta joins that list with a brand new radio station that brings you all news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the all-new, all-news 106.7.
And good morning. Welcome in. This straight ahead on All News 106.7.
I'm Pamela Furr. It wasn't just the rain that dampened Memorial Day plans at the beach. I'll have details from Georgia Power coming up.
What's left of Beryl is hitting and riding back up Georgia's coast. But will it bring some rain our way, too? We'll have the full forecast from the Fox 5 Storm Team.
I'm Connie Cummings in the All News 106.7 News Center. A crowd expected this afternoon as the DeKalb School Board discusses a budget so dire they're looking at closing the Fernbank Science Center.
And a Gwinnett man gets struck by lightning and lives to tell about it. All that plus your weather and traffic together on the sixes coming up here on Atlanta's all new, all news 106.7.
This is Atlanta's new home for news, weather, and traffic. All News 106.7, WYAY-FM, WYAY-HD1, Gainesville, Atlanta, a Cumulus station.
From ABC News, I'm Michael Barr. This could likely be the day Mitt Romney officially clinches the Republican presidential nomination. ABC's Stephen Portnoy reports voters in Texas will head to the polls today.
Mitt Romney campaigns today in Colorado and Nevada, appearing in Las Vegas alongside Governor Brian Sandoval. Then a private fundraiser headlined by Newt Gingrich and Donald Trump. As Trump continues to suggest that President Obama was born in Kenya, a notion that's been repeatedly debunked, Romney says he doesn't agree with all the people who support him, but Romney says he appreciates their help.
A dramatic standoff at Southern Methodist University in Dallas is over. A robbery suspect is dead after he fell from the cab of a construction crane he was in for several hours. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Dallas.
For about 15 hours, a man who claimed to have a gun stationed himself in the cab of a 150-foot construction crane here on the SMU campus. He's the same man who's thought to have committed an armed robbery early Monday morning in downtown Dallas. As police officers were scaling the tower and within feet of the man, he climbed outside the cab, dangled for a few seconds, and then let go. He fell to his death. Jim Ryan, ABC News on the SMU campus in Dallas.
Jurors in the John Edwards corruption trial will begin a seventh day of deliberations today. 6 million people over the age of 50 are still paying off college student loans. ABC's Neil Karlinski spoke with one such couple in Everett, Washington.
After years of hard work, savings, plus an Air Force pension, Terry and Edward Fackler thought they had retirement taken care of. Then, the student loan debt started piling up. The Facklers are part of an often hidden but huge number of retirement-age Americans drowning in an estimated $36 billion in student loan debt. Some still struggling to pay off their own debts, others paying for their children.
A strong aftershock was felt in northern Italy, the same area where a May 20th earthquake caused destruction. At least one person was killed from the aftershock. You're listening to ABC News.
And good morning. Welcome in to the all-new 106.7, Atlanta's new all-news station. I'm Andy Rose.
And I'm Michelle Wright. Here's what's happening. Tropical Storm Beryl didn't pack the punch that it was originally predicted for the East Coast, but high winds did cause some minor problems for power crews. All News 106.7's Pamela Furr spoke to Georgia Power.
Spokesperson Lynn Wallace told me that there were upwards of 7,100 customers without power when Beryl made landfall.